Worst Person Ever by Douglas Copeland. Read by Julian Rind Tutt. Chapter 1. Dear Reader, like you, I consider myself a reasonable enough citizen. You know, live life in moderation, enjoy the occasional YouTube clip of frolicking otters and kittens, perhaps overtip a waitress who makes the effort to tart herself up a bit, or maybe just make the effort to try to be nice to the poor. Yay, poor people! I suppose, in general, I enjoy travelling through life with a certain Jason Bourne-like dashingness. Oh no, an assassin is rappelling down the side of the building, armed with a dozen Stanley knives. What are we going to do? It's Raymond Gunt. We're saved. That's my name, Raymond Gunt, and welcome to my world. I don't know about you, but I believe that helping others is a way of helping yourself. What goes around comes around. Karma and all that guff. So, seeing that I'm such a good soul and all, I really don't know how to explain the most recent month of my life. There I was, at home in West London, just trying to live as best I could. Karma, 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 sunshine and lightness. When, out of nowhere, the universe delivered unto me a searing hot kebab of vasectomy leftovers drizzled in donkey jizz. What's that? Hello, universe? It's me, Raymond. What the fuck? I am left, dear reader, with no other option than to believe that when my world turned to shit last month, it was not, in fact, me who had done anything wrong. Rather, it was the universe. For I, Raymond Gunt, am a decent chap who always does the right thing. And as I look back to try to figure out when the universe and I veered away from each other, I think it definitely had to be that ill-starred morning when I made the mistake of visiting my leathery cum-dump of an ex-wife, Fiona. Fee. It was a blighted Wednesday off Charing Cross.